Welcome. This is Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac After Hours. Have you ever taken a lie too far? You're going to hear a story. Hi, Ally Mac.
Hi, Cadillac Jack.
You're going to hear a story coming up about a woman who posed as a federal agent so that she could get a discount on her number 5 combo at a West Cobb Chick-fil-A. And she's been busted. And now they're going to indict her. I have a personal story as well about taking a lie too far. Not like Ally on the level of a federal line that saying I'm a federal agent.
Right. You're not going to serve time over yours.
No, I don't think so. But I'll share the story with you here coming up. It's about a beautiful chocolate lab named Coco, C-O-C-O-A, that was in our house and part of our family for just a short time. And I've never spoken of her, but we'll share that story coming up. Taking a lie too far. Bumble. Date fail. Ally Mac has a story coming up. 10 words that just ruined it when you first heard it.
I stay home every day hoping I get a gig.
Can't be catty is on the way. This morning's category was
Black Panther is killing it at the box office. $235 million has been made so far. So today's category is all about blockbusters.
All right, so let's go. Agent Solem, S-O-L-E-M, wanted a Chick-fil-A discount so bad that she went through the drive-thru first, Ally Mac, and told the person at the drive-thru window, because in order to get a discount, which is set by each individual Chick-fil-A, how much the discount's going to be for senior citizens or law enforcement or whatever. So she goes through the drive-thru, and Chick-fil-A gives a discount to law enforcement officers who are in uniform. Well, Agent Solem was not in uniform, and she said she was undercover. Well, they refused to give her the discount at the drive-thru window. This is at a Chick-fil-A in West Cobb. So she parks, and she goes into the store, asks for the manager, produces a fake badge, insists on her discount at Chick-fil-A, starts getting really, really ugly and loud and yelling and carrying on. She then called corporate, Chick-fil-A corporate,
no.
Said, hey, they won't give me a discount. This Agent Solem, hey, they won't give me a discount at this Chick-fil-A and, you know, in West Cobb on my number 5.
This is so much stress over maybe $2-3 that you're saving.
And what she's doing is she's taking a lie. She's just digging deeper and deeper and deeper. So Chick-fil-A calls the GBI, which is one of two jobs Agent Solem said that she had. Originally, she said she was a federal officer.
Okay.
A federal agent. And then when she got inside, was at the drive-thru.
Okay.
And then when she got into the store, Ally Mac, she says, I'm with the GBI.
So, I mean, the federal agent thing, they weren't buying it. So let me try GBI. Let's go local. Didn't work.
Chick-fil-A calls down to the GBI, and there is no Agent Solem on the payroll.
Oh.
So they know that she is doing what? She is lying for a discount on a number 5 at Chick-fil-A. She's now been indicted, should go to jail, could go to jail if a Cobb County jury finds her guilty of impersonating a federal officer and craziness.
She must have found like the one Chick-fil-A that has like a crazy discount for those in uniform, because why would you go through all this trouble?
You think she fingered this one Chick-fil-A because they had the biggest discount for
law enforcement? Yeah. If each franchise like has, they decide how much of a discount it's going to be. She must have found the one that's like 98% off, and that's why she put up such a fight about it.
Now, surely you have taken something that should have been innocent and then twisted it and turned it and made it into a lie. And then you just keep talking and you keep digging your hole about lying. And next thing you know, you don't even remember what you lied about.
Caddy, have you ever done this?
I have. And before I share the story with you, please don't judge me. Please know that this story, hang on. Please know that the story does end well. And that's very important as I share the story with you about Coco.
What did you do?
Coco was a purebred chocolate lab about 10 years ago that my wife and I paid for a lot, by the way. And the only dog we've ever not rescued. This is the first and only time we've ever paid for a dog.
Okay.
Coco comes home to us. At the time, we lived in Roswell, right on the Chattahoochee. We would walk Coco. Well, we got training at PetSmart for Coco. We brought a trainer to the house for Coco. Nothing would work. Coco was absolutely wild. She'd wrestle the kids to the ground like Ric Flair. She would, one time she overpowered a UPS driver.
Oh, no. So not safe to be around.
Right. And my wife Donna was pregnant at the time. And Coco, again, this purebred chocolate lab would push her down the stairs like a slinky, which was not safe, my wife being pregnant. So Coco had to go. So we posted a notice at the vet that Coco was available to a good home. So I took a wash on Coco, by the way, because she was quite expensive, and we just got to give her up. She wasn't the most marketable dog, as you can imagine, just crazy, crazy, crazy. Lady calls, wants to try Coco out because she had a much older dog, and she wanted what? Coco to come and join their family and be there for this older dog, companionship.
Kind of be the youth. Yeah, bring out the spring chicken and the older dog.
Yep. Keep her moving and keep her spry, this older dog. So I dropped her off at a designated time, Rosal, and we prayed. Lots of prayer. I go back to pick up Coco, and the woman has placed moving boxes all over the house. I'm talking a combination of bulky mattress cartons, wardrobe boxes, like really tall grandfather clock boxes, all over the house, everywhere. She asked, now tell me again, why do you want to get rid of this dog? And she said she seemed a little rowdy, seemed a little disorderly or whatever. I said we were moving to Chicago and had already purchased a brownstone and that the HOA wouldn't allow animals.
No.
Yes. Oh, there's more. Hang on. I told this woman that I had already accepted a job at Baird & Warner, which is the biggest real estate agency in Chicago. So she felt really bad that we were moving and Coco couldn't come with us. And my wife was pregnant. So she and her husband agreed to take Coco, which was very kind. So my wife and I jumped in my truck. Broke the speed record heading back home on Little Roswell Road. Got home, locked the doors, pulled the shades. The next day, we changed our cell phone numbers.
No, Coco!
Coco wound up with a good family, though. Don't feel bad for Coco. She went. Now, these people have no idea that we're not in Chicago. So my story may be outed right now. And some woman who asked Coco's like, wait a minute. I thought that couple moved to Chicago because they bought a brownstone and he got a job in real estate.
No, did you ever have a second thought? Have you ever thought about Coco and been like, I miss her?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Caused thousands and thousands of dollars in repair work to our basement because Coco's favorite meal was drywall.
Oh my goodness.
Specifically steel studs and framing. And she ate up our entire basement. Coco had to go. But an example of you just get the story in your head and then you twist it and twist it and turn it and turn it. And keep talking and you just dig your life even deeper, deeper and deeper, as we did. And Coco, you got to see her. She was a beautiful, purebred chocolate lab. And you can text the keyword
Coco, C-O-C-O-A, to the number 68255. You want to see this beautiful pup that Caddy turned away.
Well, I gave her away, but she's
gave
with her. Hopefully, she's still with a great family.
Yeah.
Because these people appear to be nice. Don't know. Coco, the number 68255, put a photo of this beautiful purebred chocolate lab on your phone right now.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac.
Mornings on Kix 101.5.
Your date went south because of 10 particular words. Ally Mac, Caddy and Ally, Kix 101.5.
10 itty bitty words, Cadillac. Yes, it was going so well, and then 10 words ruined it.
What are the 10 words?
I stay home every day hoping I get a gig.
All right, let's back up to this Bumble date. Now that we know the 10 words, and we're going to connect the pieces for you.
Yes, so I went out with this guy, nice guy, and we had a great time. He's an actor, and he's been in Spider-Man and The Walking Dead. It really has a lot of credits to his name, and we had a good connection. So the date went really well. It was when we were trying to decide on future plans, like, hey, let's get together again. I stay home every day hoping I get a gig. So my schedule's wide open.
Those are the 10 words.
And he had just paid for our meal, which made me feel awful because he went on to talk about how broke he is. I was like, no. Like, you shouldn't have paid then. What? So in 10 words, he ruined it, Caddy.
What happens? Have you heard? Where was the date and have you heard from him since?
It was just at a bar in Buckhead, Whitehall Tavern. I don't know why I always pick that place, but it's like my go-to place.
Just they pour them stiff.
That's my go-to place. So we haven't really talked.
No follow-up communication.
No. No. I mean, it was just this truth bomb that ruined it. Because that made me feel instantly guilty. And then the next time, what's going to happen? I don't know.
Now, let me ask you this. It's kind of like Ally. Kix 101.5. Had this particular suitor, had this particular gentleman not brought up the fact that he wasn't working and was living on pennies and pancakes?
This, yes.
If,
yeah.
if that was never touched upon, if that was never mentioned, would you be interested, Ally Mac, in seeing him again? Or is it the 10 words that absolutely scared you off and made you run for your apartment, Buckhead?
It's difficult because, you know, if he hadn't brought it up, obviously I probably would have gone back out with him. But knowing that his days are spent crossing his fingers and just hoping something lands, it's a huge deterrent. Because I'm not that way. I get up and I go. I go, 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 go. And so that's just what polar opposite personality situation. And I don't want to feel guilty if he offers to buy me a drink.
Because he's broke.
Well, that's what he said. Not my words. He said it. He said he's broke.
Ally Mac's Bumble date ruined over 10 simple words.
I stay home every day hoping I get a gig.
Morning, it's Caddy and Ally.
Hey, Caddy, Ally. Hey, Ally, maybe you should try the Our Time for those guys that are over 50. They should have a little bit of money instead of trying to the younger guys Bumble and Tinder and all that.
What is it? I'm not familiar. What is that a dating site, too?
I think it's called Our Time.
Yeah, I think it's called It's Our Time or
like
something.
For seniors?
It's for seniors, yes. It's good advice.
Hey,
I mean, I am.
Those guys are 50 or older. You know, they've got a job. They know what they want to do and stuff, right?
They got retirement. Yeah. They got savings.
Yeah, like I said, get you a Silver Fox or whatever older guys are called. I don't know. Hey, I'm a young guy. I go cougar hunting every so often just to see what happens.
Okay, can I point out, it's not so much about the money, but there's nothing more annoying when you're getting up at 3 in the morning and someone has nothing to do all day long and they get to sleep in. That is the most frustrating thing.
And they think that because of, maybe I'm sure you didn't tell them what you did, but you told them that you have, you know, you get up early and you get off work, you know, by lunchtime. And he thinks, you know what? Wow, I can be in her pocket all day long.
Right, basically.
Because I'm not getting a gig.
No, I understand. I'm the same way. But like I said, hey, give Silver Fox hunting a try or whatever. But like I said, whatever the older guys call it, I don't know. But like, yeah, hey, like I said, I go cougar hunting every so often. It's a fun time. Try it out.
I'm curious. Where do you go cougar hunting?
Shoot, man, I don't know. Wherever
I know where you go. I know where you go. You go to Johnny's Hideaway.
Oh God, yeah, I've done that before. See? I will sadly admit.
There you go. All right. Thank you for calling. Ally Mac going to sign up for an Our Time.
Silverfox.com.
Yeah, silverfox.com.
All right, have a good morning, y'all.
You as well. Bye-bye.
The guy was just being truthful with her. He was just letting her know, and maybe he's lying just to see if she was going to go out with him for the money or if he had been working. He was just being a good guy, and she's just kicking him while he's down.
Oh, yeah. Ally Mac.
She's going to go out on a date with him would be fine. He didn't ask her to marry his broke out.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5. Here's everything you need to know before you go with Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac Mornings on Kix 101.5.
We could break record highs every day this week. Record high today is 78. We could bump that tomorrow, high 75. Thursday, Friday, 80s.
Yes, finally.
80s here in Kix 101.5 country. And after all the rain and letting your animals inside and they track mud in, you know, on your carpet and then they want to go outside, then they come inside. Kind of like kids in snow when they want to go out and play, Ally Mac. But with dogs, they track. You agree? They track in mud?
Right. So now when it's 80 degrees outside, you can complain about it being hot rather than cold and rainy. If you are in line at Starbucks right now, just know that barista is living in fear because there is a new beverage called the Butterfly Pea Lemonade Cold Brew that is being tested out in Asia. And it changes colors from purple, yellow to light coffee colors. Has to be one of the most complex drinks that Starbucks has ever created. So you know employees are probably just petitioning to keep this thing abroad.
Crossing their fingers don't come to the States.
Exactly.
The world's busiest airport, Hartsfield, Cadillac Jackson International Airport, serves 225 destinations every single day around the world. You can add another this morning, 226 destinations, because you can fly direct to Wakanda, which is the hometown from the hit movie over the weekend, Black Panther, filmed here in Atlanta on the T Concourse at Hartsfield. They actually, Ally Mac, have Wakanda on one of the signs, like leaving at 7:20 tonight.
Yeah, Black Panther, it was just a monster at the box office this weekend. Brought in $235 million. That is the fifth biggest opening ever, only after Star Wars, Jurassic World, and the Avengers.
It works that our stories can resonate, not just in this country, but throughout the world. We've been on a tour showing the movie. We went to South Korea just before the Olympics came, and they're excited. We were like the Beatles
when
we showed up. Like, I'm not playing. It was amazing.
So did Fergie's sound check before the NBA All-Star Game not produce any flags?
Was there a sound check, Cadillac?
I think Allie Mack, you bring up a good point. I don't know that there was. It was certainly her own version.
She made it original. She owned it.
She tried. But Fergie's performance of the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game enough to suddenly make everyone care about our national anthem or talk about the national anthem. If you're going to take a knee during the national anthem, this would be the one, primarily to pay respect to the end of Fergie's anthem singing career. Yesterday was the first full squad workout for your Atlanta Braves in spring training. Chipper Jones made the trip. He'll be there through the end of February as a team special assistant. Chipper Jones, a Hall of Famer, was also at the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Saw him on social media making the rounds. That's everything you need to know before you go.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kicks 101.5.
Taking the kids to carpool to school.
Can't be catty.
Play with the kids. Give them some attention.
Can't be catty.
You want to sign up as a challenger?
Can't be caddy.
I dare you to text keyword caddy to 68255.
Caddy, did you know light travels faster than sound?
I probably should, but I don't.
This is why you appear bright until I hear you speak.
Uh-huh. Well, good morning to you there, buddy, too, Tyler, okay?
All right, now, Tyler, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called...
What?
Can't Be Caddy.
Exactly. Today's category, gentlemen... At the movies, Black Panther is killing it. Pulled in $235 million. Today's category is all about blockbuster movies, okay?
All right, we'll give it a shot.
All right. It's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions I'm about to ask you, Tyler, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Politely.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's not what I was thinking when I said politely, but all right.
All right, Tyler, Caddy is out, and your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Chris Pratt played a dinosaur researcher in what movie?
Pass.
Disney just announced they're opening a whole land based off what hit franchise with Buzz and Woody?
Toy Story.
The Heart of the Ocean was dumped over the side of a boat in what movie?
Pass.
What movie had parents a little tired of hearing "Let it go, let it go"?
Frozen.
That's timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here.
I was running around the hall just to make sure we were going 20.
All right.
With Tyler.
Caddy, Tyler from Ball Ground got two rights.
All right.
You have 20 seconds to get at least two right. Category is all about blockbuster movies, okay?
Let's see what he's got.
Here we go.
It's my turn now, Tyler. Back up.
Chris Pratt played a dinosaur researcher in what movie?
Jurassic World.
Disney just announced they're opening a whole new land based off what hit franchise with Buzz and Woody?
Toy Story.
The Heart of the Ocean was dumped over the side of a boat in what movie?
Titanic.
What movie had all parents a little tired of hearing, "Let it go,
let Frozen. It go"?
What Wizardly franchise brought us Butterbeer and Quidditch?
Harry Potter.
And that was timer.
Sing that again.
No, thank you.
Yeah, he's good.
I am not a singer. After a long weekend, we have zero questions to go over.
How about that?
Zero wrong answers.
Cadillac Jack is back and on attack.
That brings the tally to Tyler from Ball Ground got two right.
Yep.
And Caddy, you were on fire this morning, got five right. Caddy won, Tyler. So I can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
I'm Tyler from Ball Ground, and I cannot beat Caddy.
Yeah. Well, I'm about tired of hearing that. You know?
You're tired of hearing that he can't beat you?
That people can't beat me, but yeah, I mean,
I see what you're doing there.
It stinks to win all the time.
A little bit of sarcasm there.
You know,
I gotcha.
A lot of sarcasm.
I gotcha.
Wednesdays, KB Caddy Falls around 6:40. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. Hope you had fun, Tyler.
Had a blast. Thank you again.
That's After Hours. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. We'd love to be a part of your morning routine tomorrow on Kix 101.5 from 5 to 10. Can't make it? We get it. You can check in here tomorrow for fresh content, behind-the-scenes info on the show, and find out if I go for 5 wins in a row with Can't Be Caddy.